This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another wolf that Colorado reintroduced late last year is dead. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The wolf's collar sent a mortality signal earlier this week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife found the adult male dead in Grand County a day later. A spokesperson said there's now an active investigation and declined to offer any further details about what killed the animal. The loss nevertheless marks another setback for the state's controversial restoration plan. Out of 10 animals released last December, 3 are now dead, and the state is relocating the only pack with pups after it repeatedly fed on livestock near Kremling. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Mesa County, floating volunteers will clean up about 30 miles of the Colorado River tomorrow. Ethan Ball is leading the river cleanup now in its 20th year.
Really cool to see the community come together and put some hard work and energy into making it better.
In previous years, cleanup crews have discovered shopping carts, tires, and a hot tub. It may not be the first place you'd go looking for it, but the state's only iBank has created a traveling art show. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Rocky Mountain Lions iBank in Aurora put together an exhibit called Circle of Light Photo Project. It consists of 19 images. They were taken by people who had corneal transplants that restored their vision and ability to take photos. A display of poster-sized photographs is up at Denver International Airport in Concourse A, and a smaller version is on display at the iBank. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
A marker about the history of Denver's Chinatown went missing this winter under suspicious circumstances. The case was never solved, but the group Colorado Asian Pacific United raised money to replace the marker and recently reinstalled it on Denver's 16th Street Mall. This is CPR News and KRCC.